We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Last segment of the show, DRK is next. Damon Bruce, fresh off of vacation. He'll be ready to go from 2 to 6 with Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky right here on 95.7 The Game. We just heard from Lynch and Shanahan. We got to get out to the Hitman. Long time no talk. Dante Whitner joins us here on BSNG. Dante, of course, a former 49er safety, also played with Jordan Reed back in 2016 out in Washington. You catch him on NBC Sports Bay Area. He's always looking dapper. He's always got the good content alongside Ian Williams and Laura Britt. Dante, long time no talk. Hopefully you're safe, brother. Jordan Reed, tell us a little bit about Jordan Reed. It seems like a low-risk, high-reward move for the 49ers here.
Absolutely. Low-risk, high-reward. When healthy, he's a top-five tight end in the National Football League. Put him in a Shanahan offense, and they're going to work wonders. There's going to be a matchup issue. The mind games that Shanahan plays is other teams try to match George Kittle and Jordan Reed with nickel and dime personnel, which opens up the gaps for your running game because you have smaller guys out there. And then if you leave linebackers in and try to cover those guys with linebackers and safeties, they're going to exploit the defense. So it's a no-brainer move. I love it.
Dante, we were talking about the other tight end, the great tight end, George Kittle, and his contract situation. We know he's not up till next year, but is there any dollar figure that you wouldn't give to Kittle? Because we were talking about, you know, he should get wide receiver money. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I believe he should get wide receiver money along with offensive tackle money because when he's not in the game, that running game doesn't flourish. He's the energy that this team needs to get over the hump. And, you know, he's a game changer. That's why he was ranked, what, number seven NFL player in the league last year, up there with the game changers like Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. This guy is an ultimate playmaker. He's the energy that this football team feeds off of, and they should pay him whatever he asks for.
Hey, you know, Dante, I'm curious your perspective on this. Both Trent Williams and Jordan Reed didn't play football really last year. Should anybody be concerned about that, though?
No, it's almost like riding a bike. Those guys have played at the top level. Jordan Reed has been a Pro Bowler. The only question mark with him is his concussions. If he can stay healthy, I guarantee you that he can perform. With Trent Williams as well, he's a man amongst boys. He's a top five offensive tackle in the National Football League, almost like adding a first-round pick to the team this year. So the 49ers definitely got better over the offseason.
Dante Whitner here on 95.7 The Game, talking 49ers football as they get ready to start training camp. Jordan Reed obviously signed a one-year deal. What type of person is he, Dante, when you're around Jordan Reed? Because when he's on the football field, man, as you mentioned, Dante, he makes plays. He is a matchup nightmare. But he hasn't been on the football field much. So take us behind the curtain and tell us who Jordan Reed is as a person, how he stays focused on a game of football when he's not on the field.
Great team-first player. Guy that puts his body in harm's way to lay out and put it on the line for the football team. But a very quiet guy in nature. I remember when I first got to Washington, I didn't know the area. I didn't even know where I lived. And he was one of the guys that would transport me back and forth to my hotel room until I was able to figure out and get my cards and stuff shipped. So, and that's without knowing me. And, you know, I think that he'll be a great, great mentor for a lot of those young guys in that locker room and his practice habits. You know, he's going to be an A1 first guy when it comes down to practice, and he's going to do some amazing things on the football field. I don't think there'll be anybody out there that can cover Jordan Reed.
Dante, we're all excited about the season, but we're just guys bumping our gums on the radio. We just heard Kyle Shanahan say there'll probably be 15 padded practices. There's no preseason games. You played this game. How big of a deal is that for teams that have made, you know, a lot of transactions and rookies?
It's a very big deal. I think that early in the football season, there'll be a lot of sloppy football played. The teams that have veteran players who know about taking proper angles to the football, bending their knees, about leverage. They're teams that actually put the work in individually over the offseason since you didn't have OTAs and rookie OTAs and all of that stuff. The team that comes in the best shape, that really bends their knees and goes through the hard dog days of camp and actually want to tackle, will win football games.
Hey, Dante, I'm curious. You're one of my favorite safeties in the league, but you played the game so physical. You mean you're just an absolute enforcer over the middle and on the deep balls. You see the way the game is going this year, and you see where everyone's trying to have those rangy guys that can cover, that can hit. Isaiah Simmons gets drafted in the first round real high in Arizona. Jamal Adams gets brought over from Seattle. Is this all an attempt to slow down those difficult playmakers like George Kittle, like Jordan Reed? Is that where the safety position is going right now?
Absolutely. You need guys that can do it all, guys that can drop down and play the nickel sometimes, guys that can blitz, get in the box, play the deep middle, play deep half, and be able to run with guys, because now you can't really touch guys after 5 yards. You can't be physical with guys over the middle, so you have to actually be able to run with them and use your athletic ability, and that's where the game is starting to go now.
Dante, just looking at the NFC West, and you guys, Shasky just asked you about all those guys joining the NFC West. I know you were on the show about a month ago, maybe a month and a half, talking about Antonio Brown. Well, the news came down that Antonio Brown was suspended for the first 8 games, and we saw him working out with Russell Wilson. And 49er fans are lying if they said they weren't petrified by that video clip. Where do you now stand with Antonio Brown? Would you still take a chance on Antonio Brown knowing that he's suspended for 8 games, especially here in San Francisco, where you know Debo's going to be out for a couple games here?
Absolutely, but it's the risk-reward. And I think that the reward for getting a guy like Antonio Brown, knowing that this is his last chance, the type of work ethic that he'll display in front of those young guys is something that you can't buy. Even if you get him for 1 year, half a year, I think that moving into the playoffs, getting a fresh guy on the football field can push you over the hump. I don't think any 49er fans want to see Antonio Brown in Seattle, especially with the escape ability that Russell Wilson has. If he can break the pocket and you get Antonio Brown running around and then he darts up, he made his living in Pittsburgh doing those type of things. You don't want him to get over there with Seattle.
Dante, talk to me real quick about expectations, because I just can't get over how close to not. They outplayed the Chiefs. They should have won the Super Bowl. Is there any player in that locker room to where this season won't be successful unless they get back what's rightfully theirs, and that's the Super Bowl Lombardi Trophy?
Absolutely. I think that they have a window right now between the next 2 to 3 years to get it done. They were one play away from winning it. They have majority of their football team back. They got some young guys back. And then they have guys like Hurd coming back, who people kind of forgot about. He'll be a dark horse for this football season. And then you have a mastermind as an offensive guru with Shanahan. You know, he's a guy who understands the game of football. He understands the weaknesses of defenses. He understands the weakness of individuals and coaching staffs. And he'll be able to exploit no matter who's out there. So you give him weapons like he was able to get this year, I think that should push these guys over the hump.
You know, you and Hawk were so damn good for that 2011, 2012 team. Like, seriously, some of my favorite safety play I've ever seen. You guys lose that Super Bowl, and he walks in free agency to Tampa Bay. How hard is it for your defense to just roll it back the next year? Because we're seeing now they traded Buckner. They're going to put in a rookie at that position the way you guys did Eric Reed. How difficult of a transition, though, is that going to be for that entire defense?
It's a very difficult transition, but the guys around them will get those guys ready. Kinlaw, they're going to have to get him ready. That's the key to this football team is that defensive line, applying pressure, getting turnovers, getting off the field on third down. That's a keystone of this defense. If they can do that, then they can win the Super Bowl. I don't think you have to worry about the offense. As long as everybody stay healthy, I think they'll be able to run the football. They'll be able to use play action. And then they'll be able to use their playmakers. They've been in this system for, what, going on 3-4 years now? These guys don't like the back of their hands. It's all about being determined and going out there and making it happen. I think that the 49ers are favorites to win the Super Bowl this year.
Dante, do you ever forget about that Super Bowl loss?
I knew he was going to ask.
I know. I'm being real. It hurts me. It hurts me.
Dante's
I know it hurts
one,
you.
Man.
It has to hurt you still, huh?
Yeah, it hurts every day. I think about it every day. Certain things that went on in that game. Yeah, it really hurts. I don't think anybody out there – I mean, there's other players that have actually lost Super Bowls. But as far as the fans feeling that loss, like the fans feel it, but you have to understand that the players feel it like up times 1 million. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's a painful experience.
Yeah, I didn't even want to bring that up, Dante. I was just going to bring up your hit against
Pierre
Thomas down there in the divisional game where you set the tone, man. No, trust me, we still hurt, but we still love you, Dante, man. You played great with the Niners, had a great career, and obviously you're doing great things at NBC Sports Bay Area. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're excited about the Jordan Reed pickup. We can't wait for football to start.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.